every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMCMAHA.
F and A.
Or any of them dar guys.
Or any of them dar, there, dar, dar guys.
Or the Anons.
That was Mark, the solution. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And the aforementioned Mark, the solution.
And I just say, the solution. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
How the hell are you?
Outstanding.
Awesome.
21-year pink cloud, baby. See, isn't that annoying, Shelley?
No. I know we just started the show, but don't you think it's time for a commercial break already?
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene. But what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help by calling Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it's too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Dig them.
Awesome. I like them.
Yeah, they're good.
Eddie's a good guy.
Yeah. Call him.
Got a crappy sponsor, but other than that...
His sponsor really sucks.
Almost as bad as Becky. Shelly's not even going to entertain that notion.
Nope, not going there.
Wow. Oh!
I am, however, picking up the notebook.
My goodness. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
An Amber Alert was put out for a 3-year-old California boy, and he was found safe.
Yes, he was. In Pasadena.
Both father and son went to a wedding where the father got so drunk that he began walking home and left the child in his car seat in the car.
Wow. That's awesome.
For 24 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some stellar parenting there.
That is.
In California, again, San Gabriel Mayor Albert Huang.
Huang.
Was arrested for...
That's amazing.
What?
That his name's Huang in San Gabriel.
Yeah.
He was arrested for felony robbery, misdemeanor battery, and felony assault after he snatched a woman's purse and then drove away with her still attached to it. He was in her car.
It was a private argument.
Was she, like, hanging off the side of the car or something?
Yes.
Okay. She was standing on the running board.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to do a little adjustment here. There we go. That's a little bit better because we're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, we got a board issue.
Because I was actually talking before.
I know. Yeah, Bruce was actually here.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Probably made for a better show.
Without doubt. The
United Arab Emirates High Court has ruled that a man may beat his wife and children provided he leaves no visible marks. This falls under the right to discipline.
Wow, isn't that true in the United States, too?
I think that's true everywhere.
No.
Well, I'm not saying it's right or it's morally right, but if you don't leave any marks, it's hard to pin it on someone.
Yeah.
It's still against the law in the U.S. It's called assault battery.
Well, it's not against the law to do it. It's against the law to get caught.
Wow. Yeah, that's
that would be the solution talking.
That is
just like the old days.
That is the solution, isn't it? Wow.
Do not beat your wife or children.
Yeah, no, we are not condoning that in any way, shape, or form.
This is a public service
announcement
for Recovery 101. Do not beat your wife or children. Do not beat your
Shelly?
Husbands either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do not beat your husbands either.
You keep it in line, girl. People out there are going to be like turning me in. Hey, I think that guy's beating Shelly.
That reminds me of the time that Connor jumped on me in the swimming pool, and I had my sunglasses on. Remember, he jammed my sunglasses up into my eyes so hard that it gave me two black eyes. And for weeks after, while they healed, people would stare at us and give Bruce these nasty looks as we walked in, because it was obviously people thought that he was beating me.
Oh, yeah. People are looking at Shelly like, are you okay?
I had some woman come up to me at the pool when I took the kids the next day for their lesson and say, you know, you don't have to live in fear.
Yeah,
I'm like,
sweet.
But no, my kid hit me with my sunglasses and that, no, I understand there's always an excuse.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, but it's true. That's really what happened.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Duck.
What? Nothing. You already told her twice.
Oh.
Oh, Mark.
Wow. You know, for the ladies out there in the audience, I have given Shelly multiple bladed weapons. We've got a wall in there that's got like six or seven swords on it. So she's got them. She has a two-handed claymore that I got for her at the Renaissance Fair from a guy that makes swords.
You're a confident man.
Well, that's because I don't beat her because I'm afraid she'll get me with the swords.
I'm not sure you could take her.
With my shoulder, I'm not. You know what? With my torn rotator cuff, I would hate to fall off something and have to grab on to hold on because I'll fall.
Now, see, I'm smart, though, because I hung all the swords on the wall. But a sword, when you're in bed with somebody, is an awful long, unwieldy weapon. So I made sure to put the Egyptian dagger closest to the bed.
You're a good woman.
Perfect. And she's trying to claim it's, you know, to thwart off, you know, burglars. I'm like, we've got a 100-pound dog sitting there.
It hasn't anything to do with burglars. I just like bladed weapons. They're pretty.
That's why she keeps the short one next to the bed in case she needs to plunge it through my heart.
That's right.
That was just where it fit.
Is that why every night before we go to bed, she goes, did you get that insurance claim yet?
Yeah.
In England, kids can get booze for half the price of a chocolate bar. A can of strong cider is 10p, which is the American equivalent, 10p, 10 pence, which is about equal to 25 cents in America.
All the alcoholics are booking their flights right now to England.
However, a commission has been formed to try to end the discount alcohol.
Wow. I'm having issues. I'm having issues today. This is...
It's amazing that we've got something going on with our mixing board.
Yeah, because I just had you all the way up and you still weren't registering.
Wow, that's awesome.
I would check your plugs.
Yeah, there's going to be something going on here.
I would check your plugs.
Yeah, I think so, since, is it all the way up?
Yeah, it's all the way up.
Okay, then let me talk
right into the microphone. Wow. You know what? It is the plugs.
Yeah, it's the plugs.
Okay, so I'll have to be careful not to talk too loudly.
Yeah. But your hair is looking excellent.
This is making for excellent radio.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on to the next story then.
Sweet.
In Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, a man went selling drugs door to door. Now, he did this on several successive days.
He's an entrepreneur.
Door to door, he sold the drugs.
Successive or successful?
Well, I guess they were successful. But neighbors worked with police dispatch to lure the man to the home of a cop who then arrested him.
Nice.
After purchasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Now, where's that? In
Murrells Inlet, South Carolina.
People in South Carolina.
In, get this.
Stuck on stupid.
I arrested him with 17 grams of cocaine and 3/4 of an ounce of marijuana and 70 hits of ecstasy. And the guy's looking at him going, I had a lot more stuff than that.
He goes, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had 3 ounces of cocaine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, but get this. The name of the county where this took place was Horry County.
Horry?
Horry.
Wow.
Meg Whitman's hometown?
Oh, man. Jerry Brown.
Wow. Let's not all forget that between now and Election Day.
Hey, when I lived in Oregon, I got a ticket one time in a city called Boring, Oregon. I swear to God. And you know where Boring, Oregon was?
Right next to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Yeah, no, Drain County. How would you like that your hometown is Boring in the county of Drain?
If you're driving around the outskirts of the county, are you circling the drain?
You certainly are. Let me tell you, if you've seen Boring, Oregon, it's aptly named.
I spent a week there one day.
Yeah, you spent a month there one day.
And now we come to our hero of the week.
Dun, da, da, da.
Oh, I like that. Do that again.
Dun, da, da, da.
The U.S. government has finally recognized George... Now, let me get his name right.
Washington.
Vijanovich.
Vijanovich?
Vijanovich.
Vijanovich.
say that name.
Vu. Oh, sorry. It's Vujanovich.
Oh, it was better the other
way. Vujonovich. And his first name is George.
I liked it better the other way, but
he's
okay.
He's 95 years old. They've finally given him the Bronze Star for being the mastermind of an effort to rescue 500 U.S. bomber flyers shot down over Nazi-occupied Serbia. It was the largest air rescue of Americans behind enemy lines ever. It's called the Halyard Mission.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations,
George.
That's
cool.
He finally got... I mean, it's a little bit late, don't you think?
We'll recognize you here on the show.
Yes, we've recognized you now. He said, well, it's better late than never.
I was at a... speaking of guys that are like that old, I was at an old-timer speaker meeting in Pasadena, California once, and you had to have like 20-plus years to speak. And there was the oldest living guy in AA, not the most time, but just the oldest guy, and he was like 102, and he was the 10-minute speaker for his wife who had like 95 years.
Did he make it through?
95 years?
I mean, she was 95 years old.
Did he make it through?
Yes, but here was the funny thing. So the guy sharing, and actually it was pretty good. I mean, he was old, but he was, you know, he sounded spry, and he was sharing real well. And he gets done, and the way his wife starts out her pitch is she says, doesn't he have a great memory for 102 years old? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, he really does. She goes, man, he remembers everything. She goes, matter of fact, he remembers shit that didn't even happen.
Great.
Ba-dum-bum.
In Matthews, North Carolina, two parents are facing drug charges after their 11-year-old took their pot stash to school and turned them in. The school's D.A.R.E. program encouraged...
Hero of the day.
The school's D.A.R.E. program encouraged the children to turn in their relatives.
Wow.
That makes for a rough Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now your
Christmas presents are going to suck.
Yes, they are.
They probably didn't tell the kid that the minute he did that, he was going to end up in foster care.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's at his new house at Grandma's.
Fine move.
Wow. That's awesome.
A drunken argument over a goat sacrifice caused a stampede that killed 10 people. That killed 10 people, Mr.
Wait.
Chuckles.
Wait. You have to start it off again, though. You have to say the first part again.
A drunken argument over a goat sacrifice caused a stampede that killed 10 people during a Hindu festival.
Okay, now
in
wait
India.
A minute. A stampede of goats?
No, people.
Oh. Okay. Well, I figured they weren't sacrificing cows in India. So.
No, they were sacrificing goats. They would get up to the front of the butcher's line, and there was apparently an argument over whose turn it was to go next. They were a little bit drunk, and chaos ensued.
The goat intervened.
And 10 people got killed.
Yes.
So there must have been a ton of people at the
yes.
goat sacrifice.
Well, it's a Hindu festival that happens once a year.
It is my turn.
Okay.
My friend.
You can stop right there.
I'm just adding a little class
goat,
and
little
culture.
Goat, little goat humor?
Come here, my goat.
Were any kids injured?
And didn't... Oh,
man. That was a good one. Sweet.
You have to be injuring my kid.
Fortunately for me, although it's a little bit early, that's the end of the boozy news.
My friend.
I claim no responsibility for this show whatsoever.
Bruce does not speak for...
I got it. Yeah, well, you know, at the beginning of the show, you couldn't even hear me, so there you go. So, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Gracious.
What?
Jehoshaphat.
What?
We have to be having a...
you got to stop.
We are going to be having a commercial break now.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Let's see if we can get the old Bruce back.
I love Curry. I'm right here.
Okay.
Who is that guy?
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
He can't resist.
My eyes are rolling so far back in my head, I'm getting a headache.
Sweet. Mark has a topic.
Yeah. My topic, Bruce, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not a math question.
I'm going to meetings. I've got a sponsor. I'm working the steps. I'm going to coffee. Now what?
Keep doing what you're doing.
You have any friends back east?
Yeah. I mean.
Now what? What do you do? I mean, yeah, you keep doing it. But what else do you do? What?
Live life. Yeah, you know what, and I think that's one of the things that doesn't get talked about a lot in the program, but you know what, when you're doing all the right program things and you're staying sober, I think that there's a time that you have to be able to learn to, like when I very, very first got sober, I went to crap loads of meetings. I mean, I went to 270 meetings my first 90 days because I'm living on the roof of the club. I mean, I did nothing but program. But as you go on in life and you're doing all the right things and you're getting some time and you've worked your steps and you're sponsoring and you're this and you're that, there's other things to do too. I mean, you've got family things and work things and things that are not program that you should probably divvy up some of your life with, because that's your life too. It's not all program all the time. I mean, you can live your program in other things, but, you know, you can't. I mean, I suppose you could just do program. You know, I mean, you could just do that. I don't know how well-rounded your life would get. I mean, for me, I had to have to temper it with other stuff. I don't know. What do you think, Shelley? Shelley's fighting through these shows because of her bronchitis.
Sorry. Well, I think the now what-ism can be a good thing and a bad thing. Because on the one hand, now what can come with a degree of program ennui?
A what?
Lackadaisicalness.
Oh, I was going to say, don't get any on you.
No, it's like you're doing all the right things and your life is going along fairly well. The now what feeling comes with sort of, for me, it came with a sort of ennui. That's what I just... ambivalence toward going to meetings, ambivalence toward, okay, well, fine, I'm on an even keel now. Now what? And I just didn't feel like going to meetings anymore.
Complacency.
Yeah, I was okay. I didn't feel like I needed to rush off to a meeting every 5 minutes. By the same token, the now what feeling could also spur you on to other things. Now what? Okay, I've done what I'm supposed to do. My life is on an even keel. I'm feeling like I'm trying to work the steps every day of my life. Now I can really get something done.
Yeah.
So it could go either way.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, what I'm wondering now is what now I got to get Mark's opinion so I know what he was really where he was really going with that. Now that we've given our opinions without really knowing what's happening, Mark, what do you think? Where were you going with that?
Well, I've heard a lot of people share at coffee after meetings about they're relatively new. They're not, you know, new, but they're in their first year, and they're sharing. I hear them share a lot about their board, or you know, there's a lot of complacency.
Yeah, they're bored because the cops aren't coming to the door every 5 minutes.
And you know, and I was thinking about it. I don't know if I took chances with my sobriety early on, but when I was 60 days sober, my sister got married. I was at the wedding. I was in the wedding, and I was at the reception. And that reception was a party.
As usually they are.
And it was a party.
Wow.
You know, the bar was open, and so was the mirror. You know, and I came through it.
Now, is this your sister, the one that has more time than you?
No.
Older sister. Okay.
Normie.
I was going to say, wait a minute, to your sister with the open mirror party?
And then after I took my 90-day chip, I went on a Long Beach to Ensenada 4-day cruise, which is normally referred to as a
booze cruise.
I was on a boat for 4 days. I came through it fine.
I went on a booze cruise, but, too. I wasn't that new, but yes.
Yeah, but you know, so it's like I had a lot of fun in sobriety early on. But also at about 40 days of sobriety was when I went on the trip to Palm Springs that I've talked about several times on the show and ended up, you know, standing across the patio from the naked chick in the hot tub with the mirror out with the lines on it.
Right. And
in the bathroom praying to get me out. So, you know, I mean, I think that was when God stepped in and made sure to remove any obsession and got me out of a situation. And, you know, I didn't go into these things feeling like overconfident that, hey, I'm going to go on this. I'm going to be fine. I was careful.
Right.
But I still went and enjoyed life. You know, yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend to anybody they go do the things I did.
Well, this is kind of a weird time of year because soon there is going to be, as there is every year, at least of the people we know, we have a good friend, Rhonda, who this time of year always has a big party or several parties. Yeah, she's just having her house redone, so she's about to have a shindig. And it's all sober people, and it's everything. And it's like that's the kind of things where it's like it's not a meeting, it's not working the steps, it's not working with your sponsor, but it's going and doing things, whether it's with other people in the program or not, getting back into life again. Like we all went fishing one time. We chartered a boat, and a bunch of people from the program went fishing. And you know what? We didn't go out there and talk a bunch of program all day, although there was some of that. You know, I mean, we were fishing.
Yeah, and fellowshipping.
How about you, Shelly?
How about me?
How about you?
I'm still working on the getting back into life part.
Yeah, but see, you're working on getting back into life instead of just doing nothing but program. I mean, do you feel complacent in your program?
No, but I've changed some of my meetings lately, and I feel like I'm getting a little bit more out of the ones that I'm going to.
Now, this is a good thing to bring up right now. Shelly, what is your favorite meeting right now? Shelly, Miss Alcoholic Shelly.
It's a women's NA meeting.
Sweet.
It's kind of ironic because I started going to the NA meeting, and I have two CA meetings and one DRA meeting, so I'm an alcoholic. I'm a straight alcoholic that doesn't go to AA.
She's not going to any AA meetings.
So, Bruce, what's your favorite meeting?
Thursday night. Thursday night has, well, You know what? Actually, I've got a couple favorites because I really like the Tuesday book study meeting too. And Thursday night's my real, real home group. And Tuesday is also my real, you know, Tuesday is my AA home group and my homegrown group. My homegrown group.
You got your AA homies and your CA homies?
Yeah, and my CA home group. The funny thing is I used to have a Narcotics Anonymous group that was a home group as well that was out in Pasadena that was an impact meeting. But I must admit I've been remiss. I haven't been to that one in a long time. Although, I'd love to go back to Impact sometime and take a cake. I haven't done that since I had like a year.
You should do that next month.
Yeah, I went and took a cake there when I had a year. And there was still a lot of people I knew there, but I'd like to go back there and take a big one. I'm short timing.
Yeah, a more important cake?
They're all important.
Yeah.
You know what? Chips are all important, too. That's why I like the Weiner chip, the CA Weiner chip. 18 months, baby.
NA has a Weiner chip, too.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
You know what I like about NA? They're smart. They always have some of those chips that say it says something like multiple years or decades, you know, decades clean. Like in case they don't have the chip you need, they have like a multiple years chip, at least some meetings where they can give you that just says years clean.
You could take a multiple years chip at any meeting you wanted to if you had more than a year, more than 2 years. Like at 2.5 years, I could take a multiple years chip.
Yeah, but if they made them. I haven't ever seen them except for an NA. Matter of fact, I'm going to be legal to drink here in sobriety pretty soon.
I know. Your sobriety's going to be old enough to drink.
Sweet.
Would that be considered getting back into life?
That'd be considered getting back on the road to death.
Yeah, I was going to say that's more like getting back on the road to disaster. Me, I prefer to walk on the broad highway.
Yeah, I know. That's my favorite highway. Yeah. Yes, we know.
The one with the broads?
The ones with the broads. How now, do you encourage, Shelley, when you talk to other people, do you just, like for instance, most of the guys that I work with are fairly new in recovery right now. But have you ever encouraged people to do more than just be in the program, or do you do like the strict sponsor thing where we're working steps and that's what we're doing?
No, yeah, I've told people that they need to go to coffee and have invited people in the long distant past. I invited people to karaoke and stuff like that. I mean,
we got to do that. There's a good example. Shelley, the straight out alcoholic, we'd go do karaoke at, you know, because where do they normally have karaoke?
In bars.
Bars.
But it didn't bug me.
And I got to tell you, the place that we would go, the shout out to the Redwood Inn. You want to get some excitement back in your recovery? Go hang out at a bar for a night, and you'll remember why you quit drinking.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is that the smell of alcohol at the Redwood when we go to karaoke didn't bug me at all. But we go to a meeting, and somebody's been drinking, and I can smell it instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that bugs the crap out of you.
Well, if you go do karaoke at a crack house, would that be, like, the same thing?
The problem is no one sings. The volume's way down.
It's muffled. Guys, sing, everybody in the closet.
Ooh. Yeah. Someone over in the corner is, she don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine. Yeah, everybody sings real low. Who's next? Shh. Yeah. Don't talk so loud.
I have no frame of reference for that.
You know what?
Yeah, we know.
Anytime you want to go out, you let us know. We'll hook you up. We know some people at the, I can't remember the name of the club, 667 Club.
Yeah.
We could hook you up right now.
A block in any direction.
It's been less than a block. Yeah. Probably right out in front. Were you there at the time? I'm standing out in front, and this gal who is clearly
tweaking,
a hooker and a drug addict.
A hooker tweaker?
Comes up and says, you going in there? Yes. Yeah, I tried that one. Do you want to go in? No.
Oh. I tried that once.
I tried that once. Yeah, went one time. They didn't cure me. Wow. So, Shelley, what are your last thoughts on, you know, now what?
Be like Nike, just do it.
Ooh, the solution.
Get your program on the proper plane and live life.
I agree. I think that, you know, program and all that is great, but there's other parts to life that we need to get involved in. Mark and Shelley know we're all big on fellowshipping. You know
what?
Yeah,
but that's part of the program.
Well, yeah, but it's also part of life. I mean, hanging out away from meetings, you know, like Mark, you fellowship in different ways at different events that have nobody from recovery in them at all.
Yeah.
You just did one the other night.
Yeah. Yeah. Went to a fundraiser and hung out and trashed my shoulder and all that fun stuff.
You didn't knock over a pillar, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was Samson.
And then you had to grab a hold of the pillar as it was falling?
Oh, I went. I mean, there was this beautiful concrete 9-foot-tall pillar, and I didn't realize until I went to set something down behind it and rested my hand on it. It wasn't attached to anything.
And it fell and towards a crowd of people.
And I caught it, which was... So the table didn't get hurt on the other side of it, and nobody else got hurt, but...
That was Mark being Super Mark.
Yeah.
Sweet. Mark, do we have any friends online?
Not anymore.
Not... it's a good show.
They shut this off at the 22-minute mark.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. Friends online, that'd be intherooms.com. You can go up on intherooms.com. You can go into chat rooms. You can go find friends in the A of your choice. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our inbred player.
Our inbred player.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to
the show while you surf around. Find speaker tapes and all that fun stuff.
Sweet. Shelley, do we have any friends back east?
We do. We have Bruce in Philadelphia.
The other white meat.
At 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
That's the number 12stepgazette.com. You can go and read his fine publication online. You can get it delivered to you via email, or you subscribe and he will send it to you in the post.
And if you can't find the number 12 on your computer, hit 1 and 2.
Nice. Yeah, that's perfect. And in a similar fashion, the 12-Step Music Festival at 12stepmusicfestival.com that's coming up in Key West, Florida at the first week of November. Go get all the information there. Artie Kornfeld, the creator of Woodstock, will be there, a friend of Mark's.
He is.
Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night is going to be there. Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Was a good friend of mine.
And
never understood a single word he said, but it helped me to drink his wine.
And he always had some mighty fine wine.
Wow, that's going to be Fran's new ringtone right there. And Mark L., I think it's Lundholm, but he is the addiction comedy guy who I've seen him on YouTube. is pretty funny. They have a whole addiction comedy tour group of guys that go and do stand-up that are all in recovery.
What caused you to be on YouTube?
You know.
Yeah, I know. Just once in a while, cursory glance.
I didn't have any customers.
Yeah.
What else do we got? We've got you can email us. Email us some show topics. At recovery101radio@gmail, recovery101radio@hotmail, and recovery_101@hotmail.com. Shelley?
Yes?
Who's the lead out music by?
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night, baby!
Let's just sing our way out.
I should have, you know, he's in the program.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could send him a message on Facebook and say, hey, could we use the whole song?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
What song, Shelley?
Joy to the World.
I'll try it and see what he says. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.